Jack and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Jack Jill Show, entertaining real estate investment talk. I'm Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about real estate is better than...
Dot, dot, dot.
So much better than, I think, any other investment vehicle.
Well, you know, I was looking at the reverse. I was looking at it this way, too. What is better than real estate? And if you look at it like that, it's pretty hard to come up with anything.
I have a lot to say about this in the meat of the show.
Okay. I gotcha.
Before we get into the meat of the show, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the jackjill.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Luke says, started selling land at about 6 a.m. today and stayed on the phones until 2:30 to go get the kids. Tallied up the sales and sold just over $45,000 from land from $500 to $5,000 properties. No big money deals, just bread and butter, solid sales all day. It's fun. One lady was screaming, happy to buy some land in northern Arizona. She called to ask me some questions. There were police sirens in the background. Oh.
Hey, this is going so
good. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I realize now he really wrote exactly how he wanted this to go. So let me back up. I apologize. She called to ask me some questions. There were police sirens in the background of the whole call. She had to get her kids out of the city.
Amen.
Been
sister.
On YouTube studying homesteadings. Saw my videos. Picked out some land and can't believe she's doing it. Then she started crying, hugging her kids, very emotional, very cool, telling her friends.
Can't make this stuff up.
Can't wait any longer. She's going for it. I hear that kind of story almost daily.
Oh my gosh.
People used to escape debt, taxes, and religious oppression by escaping to America. Now they're fleeing the cities and going off the grid.
We're having the exact same experience, Luke. Exactly. Yep.
We have great technologies to do it. Yep. And with our phones and all the answers are just a search away. Hope you guys are selling lots of land too. We'll keep sending mail and see what more land I can find. Recent mailers, most callers have never gotten an offer before. Mm-hmm. Very encouraging.
Luke, I'm so happy and proud for you. I'm proud of you on your success. Luke was one of our original members. It's Luke Smith, and I'm gonna plug his YouTube channel because it's truly amazing. He's skyrocketed, way surpassed us, which just makes me a little jealous, but it's good. It's called Rural Vacant Land, Luke Smith, and if you go on YouTube, he has some really really valuable mailer/instructional videos on how to send mail out and the whole thing. So. It's actually, if you're interested at all in this and what we talk about here, you're not just entertained.
Right.
But you're actually also interested. Well, his channel is really helpful.
I know. Well, so it's Luke. It's great because Luke's one of our members. Luke learned from us, and it's his way of paraphrasing and describing what we do.
Right.
So if Arth, it's the same thing. I mean, Luke's just, you know, relaying what we do.
Yeah.
And
it's his twist.
In his words.
Yeah.
And so it's really good. So, yeah. Love it.
Today's topic, real estate is better than lots of stuff. This is the meat of the show.
Real estate is better than...
Real estate is better than
sunshine.
Owning a manufacturing facility.
Just kidding.
A dump truck?
No.
What did you say?
Sunshine. I don't know.
There's a lot of things you can do for a living. You can be a teacher. You could buy a manufacturing facility. You could own a car dealership. There's a lot of things. You could go to school and become an engineer.
You could be a truck driver.
A lot of stuff.
You could be
an airline pilot. But here's how I look. If you take a bunch of steps back, if money is your goal and equity, personal wealth and worth is a goal, you can't beat real estate.
No.
In this country anyway. Here's why. Old school business ownership requires a tremendous amount of investment capital. You got to buy a plant, you got to buy a building, or you got to rent a building. You need inventory. You need the education to learn to know how to do all this. So you had to go to business school and on and on and on. All that adds up to, in accounting speak, fixed costs before you ever sell a darn thing. You're accumulating cost and risk.
Right.
With real estate, once you learn, that's what this podcast is for. Mm-hmm. You go out and buy some land for cash. and now you own a piece of land for cash. Hopefully you bought it right, and you resell it. It doesn't cost you anything except your time, and you're right. And you're learning anyway. So just from a flipping perspective, I can't think of anything better to flip than real estate. If you flip a car, the second you own it, it's going down in value most of the time.
Well, also, let's think, I mean, there's just so many practical things, too. I think about, like, where am I going to store all this inventory?
All of it.
You know, I mean,
this could be a five-hour show.
This is, I love watching Shark Tank. What's one of our favorite shows is Shark Tank. And it's interesting talking to these people and all the manufacturing, all the stuff they have to deal with, like manufacturing and trying to get their costs down and then storing the inventory and the packaging and the, I mean, there's so much physical stuff that goes into it that I'm like, oh, it just makes my head hurt, you know? And even those guys that are doing it well, I'm like, I don't want any part of that.
That's right.
It's entertaining. That's really entertaining to me. I will never do anything like that.
One of the greatest values of Shark Tank is to watch it and just, like any reality show, you it's like, well, it's really good that person's life is worse than mine. I think I'm going to watch the next episode and feel even better about myself.
Right. Oh, that's so interesting.
Nowhere else that I know of can you more effectively build a balance sheet and an income statement, which means that's accounting speak for equity, accumulating equity, and money coming in through the door every day. Right. When you buy a house, theoretically say you buy a house for $30,000 or $40,000 in Michigan. This is my sister's model, my little sister. She buys a house for $30,000 or $40,000, gets a tenant in there for $900. She owns the house. The house is going up in value 10 or 12% a year. And she's collecting $900 a month. So she's got the balance sheet piece, the thing's going up 10 or 12% a year. And she's got the income statement piece to pay for any repairs or maintenance on the plant. So I defy anyone to tell me what rapidly grows like that for a regular person. Okay. There are people that are like the Koch brothers, they would disagree, and they're actually right. But we're not the Koch brothers.
Wait. The movie guys.
The Koch brothers?
Oh.
The oil refinery people.
Oh, sorry. Oh, that's the... Wait. Who are the movie brothers?
I'd love to just get inside of Jill's head. I'm going to be in Jill's head for
Who are the movie brothers that we talk about that you love?
They're in trouble right now.
No, what is their name?
The Weinsteins?
No, not them.
I mean Weintraub?
No, there's two brothers. I thought it starts with a C. Shucks, and I can't think of their name.
Oh, the Coen brothers.
That's it.
Oh, the Coen brothers, Koch brothers, I don't know. One of those brothers.
I thought you...
Hey, Grandma.
I thought, that's a really weird... Why are we going to use those guys? Like, they always double their money on a movie? I don't think so, but okay.
By the way, they're just writers.
I know. That's why I thought that was a really weird reference. So
every time this happens, something like this happens with you, Jill, it makes me have more love for you. I'm serious. It's the cutest freaking thing there ever was. Oh, Koch brothers, Coen brothers, I don't know. Whatever you think. Finish your sandwich.
Oh my God. So I wasn't sure. All right. So we all get here's my question on this topic. We all get real estate is better than, you know, these thousands and thousands of things. Well, let's look at the reverse. What could you say X is better than real estate? So this is where I was trying to think of this, and I'm like, I'm having a real hard time coming up with anything. Seriously. Can you think of anything?
No. That's why I'm in this business.
I know. Well, you know,
from a business perspective, I'll tell you what, there's one or two things that from just a pure, let's forget about it, just money.
TV evangelism.
What the heck?
I don't know. They make a lot of money.
Publishing as a business model, but it doesn't have the balance sheet piece, but it'll make a ton of money. You write a book one time and sell it a million times, you're going to make some dough. That's what the Shark Tank people call scalability. Software's like that too.
Right.
But you still, I mean, you're going to, and then you hope you sell the company. But if you're writing the book or writing the software, there's not a lot left to sell except your talent. So the income statement piece of it is fantastic, but the balance sheet, there's just nothing there.
Right.
So, and we all know people who have, Jill has some distant relatives who own a very successful commercial printing company. There's a lot to sell at the end of that. Mm-hmm. So that fulfills the balance sheet and the income statement perspective. But I'm talking about for regular people. Not everybody can buy and run a print shop, a large print company commercially, and make it grow and do all the right stuff.
Yeah.
For a regular person, there's nothing better than buying a piece of real estate and reselling it, especially if you buy it right.
Well, you know, here's the reality too. I think we all know this. I like to think this is a no-brainer. And look at all the people that have made so much money in other areas. What's the first thing they do? Go plop it on real estate. What does that tell you?
Yeah.
Isn't that, you know?
There's all kinds of cute little sayings that people use, like, more millionaires have been made by real estate than any other, you know. We could sit here and say all that. And those are probably all true, or some version of them. Mm-hmm. That's not what I mean. You know, here's a perfect example. Are more employees or less employees better? Less. Are more customers that you hear from forever that come back 10 years after you sold them something better or worse? It's worse. So in a perfect world, like in a vacuum, you would have no employees and no customers. And well, if you buy a piece of real estate,
what about your family? Where does that fit in? Do they make the cut?
Why does this come back
you're
to family?
You're painting a pretty bleak picture here.
It's a beautiful
in
picture.
In a perfect world,
it's a beautiful picture.
You're alone, and you're wealthy.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Like, gee, you're going a little like, no employees, no office. Let's take the wife out too. Just kidding. I don't know.
Hey, miss. I just bought a car, and the seat hugs me.
It does. I'm very happy with that.
What does that involve your family? What goes on in your head, Joe?
It's okay. Never mind. You're kind of like, all right. I know you're right. Sometimes it's hard to hear.
Here's a story. You have 10 grand. You send a bunch of mail out. You buy a piece of property for 5 or 10 grand. This is you now. Well, Jill's family thing, I don't know what that's all about. You don't have any employees. You make all the decisions yourself.
Yeah.
You still have a job, which you should, and you sell the property for $25,000. The person that buys it from you says, you know what, just like Luke said here, thank you, you solved a huge problem for me. You never hear from that customer again, so now you don't have any employees, and the customer, and now you just move on to the next deal. And the next deal, you could build an empire, I'm here to tell you. So the name of the show is Real Estate is Better Than ... I can't think of anything.
Yeah. I have a question.
Yeah.
What brought you here? We've talked about this off the air, and I wanted to talk about it again. Like, what was, I think, you know, it's funny. I think we talked about me. We didn't really talk about you is why I'm thinking of this. What brought you to real estate?
Nothing's new there.
Funny.
Everybody, all of our listeners
Funny.
Know all about you, Jill.
Funny. Well, I'm going to change this now, Mr. So what brought you here? Why, as a child, did you know, or at what point in your life did you know, oh my gosh, there's money in real estate, and then set out to make this your goal?
So a few things happened. Number one was real estate was just part of our lives when we were young. My parents were into it. And my parents bought a house before I was born for 13 grand. And about the time I was in sixth or seventh grade, sold it for, I think, 87 or 89,000. And we moved into a really, really nice house in a really neighborhood. We moved from a pretty mediocre to awful neighborhood to like the neighborhood in Michigan, southeastern Michigan. And so at that age, you know, you're really impressionable. And so I remember sitting there thinking, well, what if I did this 40 times? How can I speed the process up? You know,
at that age, you thought about that?
Yeah.
Oh.
How can I make that? I mean, if that's the case, they're enjoying it and they're like, this is great. Right. And they had regular jobs and careers and stuff. But I'm sitting there going, what? Why not just do this? Why not
right.
every? As a kid, you have to see stuff. Huh. You can't just think about it. So I'm like, what if I just bought every single house in this property? I mean, every single house in the block and did this. Oh, I would have to wait 10 or 15 years. How can I speed that up? So I just solved one problem after another. And ultimately, it became, if you offer everybody half of what the thing's worth, certain, you know, how it evolved.
Mm-hmm.
So does that answer your question?
It does.
I have a lot more to say about it, but I don't want to bore you.
No, where I was digging at was the family part, and you watched it, and you were already doing the math you were in middle school doing the math.
Yeah.
See, I didn't have that in middle school, but I was like you. I was raised around it, growing up in Orange County.
Yeah.
You knew it. You just knew it. Everybody knows Don Cole back then in the 80s in Orange County and Newport Beach, you know, and guy got to ride in his helicopter. And I remember thinking, because my dad was friends, and I remember thinking, well, how are you gonna, this guy's got a helicopter. I just remember helicopter,
real estate
equals helicopter. That's cool. All right. So there's obviously money there. Yeah. And that's what I remember. And then it never, and I also, like you, I just liked it. I remember learning about zoning. I worked for these developers, and it was actually fun. It was like a puzzle for me.
So now it's about you again.
I'm sorry.
I think it should be about you. It's the Jill Show with Jack.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry, Jack. Please tell me, how did it make you feel?
Oh, my gosh.
Just kidding. All right, so back to the Michigan. Okay, well, all right. So Michigan.
Oh, that's it. That's the answer.
Oh. Well, that was it?
I can go for 5 hours on why I think this is the best investment vehicle there ever was.
Okay, wait. But you didn't go to college? In college, you kind of changed gears. We didn't change gears, but you were going a different path. Were you always trying to end up back here?
Yes. So, you honestly, back then, you couldn't get a degree in real estate. I honestly think you can get a master's degree in real estate now. Can you?
Don't get me started on that one, please. Don't go there.
I don't know if you can or can't. You probably can.
I heard you can.
Get a degree in anything.
I heard you can.
But, why is that so funny? Do you have personal experience with this?
Yes, I do. And I'm not going to go there because I'm going to dig a big hole. It's all good.
Okay. So, no, accounting was all the most successful people around me when I was that age had degrees in accounting. They worked for, back then it was one of the big six accounting firms for a few years, cut their teeth, and went to work for one of their clients, the big six clients, because they got job offers. So I followed in that path almost to a T, and it worked out good. Eventually, I did what I wanted. I invested in what I believe in, if you can't tell. There's no faking it here. Uh-huh. I believe in this. If you believe in something, it all starts with that. If you have a working example of something that you believe in and you're going to replicate it and put your own twist on it, just like Luke Smith does with our stuff, you're going to take the thing to the moon.
And you've tested it.
And why not do it with something that you just know is good? Like, for me, it never made sense to, like, take a risk as a shop owner. Like, you see a lot of examples of really successful restaurants, but there's no way I'm going to take that challenge on.
Right.
And what do you have if that's successful anyway? An income statement and a balance sheet? No, you got a hell of a lot of employees. You probably have a bunch of debt. You got screaming people in the kitchen. Half the customers are going to be upset with the
regulations.
All of that.
I don't want to deal with all the inventory. We have inventory, but it's not the same. Ours doesn't spoil. It's a whole different thing.
So, you know, that's where I am on that.
Thank you, Jack, for
sharing. Well, you've done it again. Actually, this time you've literally wasted 20 minutes listening to the Jack and Jill Show. Join us tomorrow, where we discussed land versus houses as an investment concept.
And we answer your questions. Should you have one, post it on jackjill.com, our online community. Go there. It's free.
We are Jack and Jill.
You are not alone in your real estate investment.
Good save.
What are you doing, man?
I got all jacked
over
up
the
about
place today.
I got jacked up about this topic.
Because
you're a good psychologist. You pulled all this emotion out of me. I'm almost crying over here.
Here, have a Kleenex. It's okay.
You know, it's a good thing you and I don't have any we're not vulnerable people.
Yeah. That's I told that to our staff recently, and it was like, I literally said, if you can't take a joke around here, you're in the wrong place.
Yeah.
So
you need to put your thick skin suit on.
Sometimes
in our office,
no one's ever really ruthless, but we, boy, if you're going to, you know, if you open up the door, we're all going to jump in there and we're going to do something. You just have to expect it. So
yeah.
Thank you for sharing today, Jack. That was very nice. And if you'd like to share, please share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you are listening. Hey, and while you're at it, please rate us there.
We are Jack and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.